So today we're going to discuss the Mechayev of Keren in a try to approach it in a fundamental way. We saw the Gemara discussed different scenarios involving Keren, right? Keren, where the Keren is attached or not attached, Mechuvar and Talush, the different toldos of Keren. But today, and we know generally the basic dinim of Keren, and we know the basic qualities of Keren, the basic dinim being that Keren, you're the first three times, you're chayav only chatzi nezek if an animal damages property, and then after the animal's worn three times, it'll be chayav nezek shalim, full damage. And Keren is also unique in that it's chayav versus arabim, as opposed to shein and rega, which are pater versus arabim. Keren is a case where an animal is chayav versus arabim. And generally, we define how exactly we define Keren is going to be complicated, but generally it seems to have the qualities of being aggressive, right? An aggressive attack, Keren is, that defines Keren as opposed to Shein, which is for the animal's benefit, or Regel, which is the animal sort of naturally going about its business. Keren seems to have this idea of some sort of aggressive behavior. But we actually have a problem if we want to define Keren. There seems to be two competing descriptions of Keren, which will have all sorts of implications. So, starting from the sheet, and just, you know, if you take a few different lines from the first few dapim in the Masechta, there's a clear pattern that Keren is defined as kavanaso lehazik. Source one we've done already. We've gone through the Shachar V'Tariya, and we'll take a look at that Rashi in a second. But sources 2 through 5, Maishna Keren. What's different about Keren? The kavanaso lehazik. It's the animal's intention is to damage, and the animal belongs to you, and its responsibility is upon you, upon the owner. Right? Those last two things are common to all nezikin, that it's mamon choshmiras and alecha. But what's unique about Keren is its kavanas alahazik, its intent is to damage. Similarly, on Daf Gimel, where we're trying to come up with a common denominator among the avos, we say lo ri'iha Keren she'ein hana le'azeko, kir'iha shein. Right. Another difference between Keren and Shein is whether there's benefit to the damage or not. Right. Keren, there's no benefit. The animal's not doing it for its benefit. It's doing it because it's angry. On Daf Dalit, lo ri'iha Shein she'ein kavanaso lehazik, ki ri'iha Keren she'kavanaso lehazik. And then the flip side, right, is that Shein doesn't have intent to damage, whereas Keren does. And then once again on Daf Hey, where we talk about how you might learn out all of the different avos from boar plus one of the other avos. And then we say, well, is that really true? Is Keren different? Malakulu, well, all of the other avos, shekein muadim mitchilasan, they're muad to start with. It's not like you need to warn the case of Shein or Regel or the pit or the fire. It starts off fully responsible. Those are muadim mitchilasan, as opposed to Keren, which is not muad mitchilasan, right? That's why you need to warn it, on the one hand. On the other hand, lo banda amar adarava Keren adifa shekavanaso lahazik. On the other hand, Keren has this unique feature that its intent is to damage. It has this aggressive, the animal has this aggressive posture or aggressive intent. And so we see this again and again. And it seems, if you just saw these sources, you'd say it's straightforward. Keren is defined by kavanaso lehazik. That's the main factor. It keeps coming up again and again. And that's how we define Keren. However, and we've seen this already, a little bit in passing in our sugya, but it comes up more in other sugyas. We're going to see there's this other definition of Keren as mishune, as something that's different, that's unusual. Maybe that's a defining, if not the defining, characteristic of Keren. So to do that, we can either look at source 5 on the handout, or those who want to look at it inside, you can go to Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph. And this is a sugya that was alluded to in the Tosfos that we saw recently. This is about, for those looking inside, it's about a bit more than halfway down the page on Tesvav Amid Aleph. And the Gemara starts off by saying, Itmar, it was said, it was learned, Palga Nizka, Chatzi Nezek, right, and Keren. A case of Keren, that's a tam. If you damage, you pay Chatzi Nezek the first three times. So how do we understand it? Rav Papa Amar Mamona, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Amar Knasa. Right, and we discussed this last time. Rav Papa says, that's mamon, that when you pay, right, that in halacha, there's two different types of scenarios where you'd pay. Either because, let's say, you let's say you take someone's money, you have to pay it back. That's mammon, right? You're paying back, or you damage someone's item. You pay back mammon in the standard case. You're recompensing them for what they lost. There's a direct correlation between what was damaged and what you're paying. Knas is a penalty when there's no direct correlation. Sometimes the knas will be more, the penalty will be more than the damage. Sometimes it'll be less, but there's no correlation between the loss on the other side and what you're expected to pay. So what about chatzi nezek? How do we understand chatzi nezek? Now, you might have thought, obviously, it can't be mammon because it's not the full damage. You're only paying half the damage. And yet, the Gemara raises this question. So Rav Papa says it's mammon, and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yehoshua says it's a knas, it's a penalty. And now they each explain. Rav Papa amar mamona. Rav Papa says it's mammon, it's you're paying money. There's a direct correlation between the damage you did and the money you're paying for it, despite the fact you're only paying half. Kasavar, he holds, stam shvarim lav becheskas shimur kaimen. Your average ox is not considered to be under the presumption that it's watched, that it's guarded on its own. Meaning, oxen aren't safe. As a general rule, an ox walking around is not safe. Uvedinhu debailush lume kule. And therefore, you're fully responsible when it's damaged. You really should pay full damage. You should pay nezek shalim because it's mammon. You're responsible for it. It's a dangerous animal. You didn't watch it sufficiently. You should pay full. Rachmanahu dechazale deakati lo iyayed tore. But, you know, the Torah, the Harachman Hashem, was a makil because it wasn't warned yet. Okay, you know, you're not, it's maybe implicit here is it's not so dangerous, it's only a little dangerous. We can't really blame you, or we feel bad to fully enact our blame of you and make you pay full, so we give you 50% off. That's Rav Papa's view, right? But fundamentally, you should be chayav nezek shalim. There should be a correlation between the damage done by your ox and what you have to pay, but we knock off half of it. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yehoshua Amar Knasa. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yehoshua says Chatzi Nezek is a Knas. Kasavar Stam Shvarim Bechezka Shimur Kaimi. He thinks your average ox is considered watched. Isn't really dangerous on its own. Uvedinhu Dulo L'Shalim Klal. Really, you shouldn't pay anything. You should be totally exempt because it's not really dangerous. It's not your fault that it was walking around. It's basically safe. V'Rachmanahu Dekansei. But the Torah gives you this penalty. It says you have to pay half damage. Kihechi delintere lisore, in order that you guard, that you watch your ox, right? We create an incentive structure for you to watch it, but really, it's not your fault. So what, the Torah says you're chayiv chatzi nezek. So they're not debating how much you pay. What they are debating is, are you at fault or not, basically, right? The question is the bailim, are the owners at fault? And therefore, it's mammon. They should really, the animal is not considered safe on its own. They should really be paying full, and it gets knocked down. Or do we say, no, it's not really your fault, and it's really the animal is safe on its own, and it's not mammon, it's knas, it's a penalty, and the penalty is to create an incentive to watch your animal, even though, you know, you really shouldn't have to, strictly speaking. Those are the two views on this machlokas, I think. One, two, yeah.
Quick question. there's a concept of paying kefal.
Mm-hmm.
The amount itself is compensation,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of it is knas.
Mm-hmm.
So the knas doesn't necessarily have to be a set amount. It's just more than you would expect based on the base.
It can be more. It can be less. Right. But the point is,
It could be less. It makes sense for this to be knas
because it's not the same amount as the damage. Right. Although, the other view, Rav Papa would say, okay, really, you should be paying full, and the Torah gave you a break. This is an exception to the usual full correlation. And it should be, in theory, you should be paying full, because it's mammon, but we give you a bit of a break.
Is there ever anywhere else a concept of giving somebody a break?
I think this might be, it might depend on, let me see about Soros, but this is definitely an unusual case.
Very unusual.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit of a chiddush. Yeah. Right, and it sounds like what we're saying is it's not that it's really your fault if it damages. It's so uncommon, it's not really your fault. But in the interests of creating a society where there's a little less damage happening, we incentivize you with this penalty if it does happen. Right? It's rare. It's uncommon. But if it happens, we're going to penalize you at least chatzi nezek, in the hopes that people will watch their oxen enough to minimize the amount they damage. Right? But it's not really your fault. But we're trying to shape society.
So it's a public service analogy?
Basically, yeah. I mean, that's it seems to be what it says, right?
The matter is that the cow is really neither. Meaning that, I think you, most people will tell you that, yeah, that they don't really gore a lot, but they can gore. It's like, we don't really know. So we're going to play both sides of the fence. And how you want to call the fine is kind of just more practical with other practical applications.
Right. So, you know, this is very Brisker. Briskers don't like a machlokas and metzias, right? This Gemara... Right, Brisker's like to say, you can't have a debate over reality. The facts are what they are. The halacha is not going to be debating that. It sounds like this Gemara is debating the facts. Are oxen safe or not? Well, how can there be a machlokas amitis? So we have the answer. It's not really a machlokas amitis. Everyone agrees. Oxen are semi-safe. Right? And the question is, okay, so where do we draw the line? Do we say it's safe enough that you really should be exempt? Or do we say it's unsafe enough that really you should be liable? And either way, whichever way you pull it, we then pull it back into the middle, right? We say you're only chayiv half in the end anyway, right? But that's, yeah. Hmm? Oh, there's going to be nafkaminas, yeah. Right, sorry? Right, okay, right. That's a classic nafkamina of knas is if you admit about a knas, if you say, my ox gored your ox, and therefore I should have to pay, if it's mamon, you still have to pay. But if it's knas, then you don't. That's one of the classic nafkaminas with knas. We'll see there are other nafkaminas in this sugya in particular beyond the sort of classic mamon knas ones. Okay. So, yeah, and just to remind ourselves, we're going to get back to this more, but let's wait a minute. We'll get to it when we get to it, when we get back to Tosfos. But this is the Gemara here. And now jumping to Amud Beis, the Gemara draws some conclusions, and this is also source number 7. Let me find what line this is here. Here, it's maybe 40% of the way down, halfway through the line. The Gemara basically goes back and forth and concludes, it seems to conclude that Palganizka Knasa, and that's certainly where it is at this line in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, V'hashta da'amrit, now that you've said Palganizka Knasa, right, this will be one nafkamina straight that the Gemara itself mentions. If you say Palganizka Knasa, Chatzi Nezik is a Knas rather than Mamon, here's a nafkamina. Hai Kalba da'achal Imri, okay, a dog that eats a sheep, it's not supposed to happen. It's unusual. Vishunra de achla tarnagola, and the cat that eats a chicken. I heard someone say chadgadja, right? Makes sense, right? Where it definitely has that feeling. In these cases of one, you know, dog eats sheep, cat eats chicken. Mishunahu, this is weird. This is unusual. Vilo matvinan bebavel, and therefore we don't collect in Bavel. Now, just on background, This is another nafkamina between knas and mamon that in Bavel they didn't have, well, exactly the reason is complicated. It may have something to do with having full smicha. It may have to do with something else. But in Bavel they didn't generally they didn't apply knasos. Certainly not the classical knasos from the Gemara. They only applied mamon. They only would create financial punishments if it correlated to the crime, not penalties. That's a whole other sugya we can do another time. But so therefore, what do they say? If a dog eats a sheep or something else that's unusual, that's mishuneh. And if it's mishuneh, we don't apply it in Bavel. Now, what's the connection between this and saying palganizka knasa? This line only makes sense if you're saying that the fact that a dog eats a sheep and that's unusual, that makes that automatically be which of the avos? Karen. And since Karen is Mishuneh. Sorry, since Karen is Knas, therefore you don't collect it in Bavel. Right, now what would we have thought that a dog eating a sheep would be?
Shane.
We would have guessed it's Shane, right? The dog is hungry. It eats a sheep. So the Gemara is telling us, no, that's not, since that's not a normal thing, right? Sheep are not part of the food pyramid for dogs. It's an unusual thing to do. So as soon as the dog does it, it's no longer Shane. It's not Shane. It's not Regal. So what's it going to be? The only category that would make sense is Karen, because it's Mishuneh. Now, this is very unusual. Since when is Karen defined by Mishuneh being unusual as opposed to being aggressive? Right? And the Gemara doesn't even say it's because it's aggressive, it becomes Karen. It says because it's weird, because it's unusual. Right? It's almost telling you it's unusual. It's not Shein. It must be Karen without saying it's Kavanasa Lahazik. It could have just said, right, since it eats it, it's unusual, and that's aggressive behavior. That's Kavanasa Lahazik. Therefore, it's Chayiv. It doesn't say that. It says it's Meshuneh, and presumably it's not Kavanasa Lahazik. Right? The dog doesn't want to attack just for the sake of being aggressive. It wants to eat the sheep because it's hungry. Right? Presumably it is. It is Shein, but because it's Meshuneh, somehow it now functions like Karen, or maybe it is Karen. But why? That's very unusual. Unless one of the defining characteristics, or maybe the defining characteristic of Karen, is Meshuneh. Until now, we thought Karen is based on Kavanasa Lahazik, an aggressive animal that it wants to attack is Karen. And that's why the first three times, you're only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, because of Kavanasa Lahazik. But maybe, reading this Gemara, you might think, maybe the reason why Karen is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek the first three times is because it's unusual for an ox to act aggressively. Maybe Kavanasa Lahazik is just an example of an unusual thing that an ox will do. It's the most common example. But maybe anything that's unusual is only Chatzi Nezek, right? Because remember we just said on the previous Amud, Chatzi Nezek is a knas, right? This is all premised on that idea. It's a knas. You're not really responsible. It's not your fault. You're not expected to watch your animal from doing things that it never does. So if that's true for Karen, for an animal goring, that should also be true for a dog eating a sheep, even though it's not aggressive behavior. It's just something you're not responsible for. We'll still say you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, but maybe that's Karen, and maybe we wouldn't apply that in Bavel. So this Gemara really, you know, throws a monkey wrench into our definition of Karen. Maybe it's not about Kavanas Lahazik. Maybe it's really about Mishuna, about being unusual. Okay, there were some hands. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. By definition, Rasta Lecha is the same as Mishuneh. If you wouldn't expect it to happen, dog eats sheep, then it's Mishuneh. Or it's, you can't say Rasta Lecha.
So it depends what Shmiras and Alecha means, or Shmiras and Alecha means. You're assuming Shmiras Alecha means it's not sufficiently watched on its own, right? Which would mean that according to the view, remember, the view that says Chatzi Nezek is a knas holds that Stam Shvarim is Becheskas Shimur Kaim. So that would be untrue according to that definition. I think probably what Shmiras and Alecha means, it's your responsibility, right? You might even understand it because you own it, it's your responsibility. You might even make that connection. But I don't think you can say, I don't think that Gemara on Daf Beis is saying Shmiras and Alecha because it's assuming that Shvarim are Bechezka, are La Bechezka Shimur, and are holding that it's Mamon and not Knas. It's a lot of assumptions to make for something that's just sort of a throwaway line.
I mean, that was my understanding of Tesla and Monella, the difference between Knas and Mamon. Is that? Is it natural for the expectation for you to have Shimur or not?
But I think by Shmiras Alecha, it doesn't mean is this animal safe or not. It means, is this animal your responsibility or not? So something can be your responsibility. Even if it's safe, it's still your responsibility in the off chance that it damages despite being safe, which would then be what Karen is. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. It doesn't have to define the animal as much as your responsibility. Was there another hand? Okay. So we have this tension now between the two sugyas. Is Karen about Kavanasa Lahazik? Or is Karen about Meshuneh? And the Rashi himself continues this tension. If we look at Rashi, we'll start on Tesvav Amud Beis, because we're here now. Rashi will start. Imri Kvasim, sheep. Meshunehu, it's unusual. They ain't dark on Makaf. They don't usually do this. Dogs don't eat sheep. V'havi tolda de Karen, l'shalim chatzi nezek. Rashi very clearly says, it's a tolda of Karen, it's a subset of Karen, because anything unusual is a subset of Karen to pay Chatzi Nezek, v'lo makvin lo b'bavel, de'ein dan edine knatzos, ela b'smuchin, v'bavel ein smicha. There's no smicha in Bavel. We don't judge it in Bavel. It's not clear that that's the only reason. Let's say someone got smicha in Eretz Yisrael and moved to Bavel. You still can't do knatzos, so Rashi's only giving half the story. But anyway, that's a different sugya. So Rashi here says, pshat in the Gemara, that Meshuneh makes it Karen, and therefore you're only chayiv Chatzi Nezek. If we jump back to Rashi on Daf Beis and Mubeis, we'll see the other side of the coin, Rashi Dimer Maschil Beita. This is, remember, the toldos of Karen. We had Negifa, Revitza, Beita, and then we got caught up in what exactly is the difference between Negifa and Negicha. if you remember from last week. But Rashi on Be'ita says, Be'ita, the animal kicks, Shibata b'ragleha, it kicks with its feet. V'shibra zakeilu, it smashes utensils. V'ahachi habu told to the Karen, this is why it's a subset of Karen, the kavanasa lahazik. It's intending to damage. Ki Karen, just like Karen. V'ein hanav v'azeka, there's no enjoyment to what it's doing. Ki Karen, just like Karen. V'ein azeko matsui tadir. And it's not common all the time. Therefore, it's like Karen. They call emas de lo hua da bevesin shosh pami v'kach en mishlemes nezek shalim. Until it's worn three times, it doesn't pay full damage. Notice how Rashi snuck in there both the idea that it's kavanasa lahazik and en azeko matsui tadir. It's not always, doesn't always happen, which may or may not be the same thing as mishunet, but it could be mishunet. In any event, Rashi, between the daf beis and daf tesvav, certainly mentions both of these ideas as well. So we have a real tension. How do we define Karen? Is Karen about kavanas lahazik, or is Karen about mishunet? Has to have no hana'a, because if it had hana'a, then it would be shame. Right.
It's feeding itself.
Right. And so you're saying if Rashi's including this as a necessary condition, Rashi contradicted himself again. Right? I think you're further underscoring the fact that on Tesvav, it really sounds like Mishunah automatically qualifies you as a tolda of Karen. Whereas here on Daf Beis, Rashi sounds like you need to actually be more similar to Karen. You need Kavanas Lahaz, you need Ein Hanal Ezeko. So yeah, I think you're strengthening the question, right? This tension between Daf Beis and Daf Tesvav. So it can't be both. It depends what you mean. But if you say Dafka, let's say it needs to not be Hanal Ezeko. So right, is it Kavanaso Lahazik in the case of the dog? It doesn't seem from the case of Kalva Da'achal Imra, the dog that ate the sheep. It doesn't sound like it's Kavanaso Lahazik. It's not Stam letting out aggression. It's hungry.
But it's an aggressive act.
It's an aggressive act, but so is all Nezek, almost by definition.
If you see a dog chase after a bird in the evening, you'd say that would be shame.
Assuming it's normal for dogs to eat birds, I don't really know, but yeah.
Or a dog chases a rat.
Right.
So, on the other hand, if you see a dog chase a sheep, it's the exact same pahula. You would say this is now Karen.
Because it's unusual. Right.
So in both cases, we're assuming the aggression, the kind of aggressive action is there. So he's saying it's Mishuna to sort of take it out of the Shen category. But the aggression of Kavanah Lahazik, that is common to both of those.
But I think the standard understanding is that Kavanasa Lahazik is a direct contrast with Hana'a Lehezeko, right? If you want to enjoy something, that's not Kavanasa Lahazik. You don't want to damage, you want to eat. So it could be that the action will involve damage. The action will, in some definition, be aggressive. But it's hard to say the animal's intent is to destroy and the animal's intent is to eat. It sort of has to choose. Yes. Okay. So one answer to this contradiction appears actually in our Tosfos, or at least it begins to appear in our Tosfos. Avo b'mechuberes, ema kum vedesi, source 9 on the source sheet, or here on Daf Beis Amud Beis. And we looked at this previously, but I think we looked at it more for our Tzugya. Now that we saw Tesvav and we raised this question, there will be other implications as well, and we'll also look at a Tosfos on Tesvav to fill out the picture. So we'll start with this. If it's mechuberes, right? We said maybe it would all be muad l'shalim nezek shalim to pay full damage. Vafilu b'pam rishon, even the first time around. The imtomer, and then we raise this question: Umehai tesi? Where would we learn it out from that by Karen mechuberes you'd be chayv nezek shalim as opposed to chatzin nezek? Imit lusha dayaket lusha. If you learn it out from the detached horn, it should be no stronger than that. It should only be chatzina. Imishar avos. If you're trying to learn it from the other avos, hatenach leman de amar karen adifa de kavanas lahazik. This is the Gemara in Daf Hey that we saw previously. It would work to learn out karen from other avos if we say Karen is better, is stronger, because Kavanas Lahazik, because its intent is to damage. Vafilu Karen Asin. You can even learn out Karen from Bor plus one of the other Avos. Ukin Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam Lekaman. And this Rabbeinu Tam is going to be important. As Rabbeinu Tam explains later, we're going to look it up later, but we're seeing it here. Dehainu Lamanda Amar Halgan Iskam Amona. That view, the view that says that Karen is stronger than all the other Avos, is more damaging because it's Kavanas Lahazik, because the intent is to damage, that correlates with the view that Palgan is Kamamona. The Chatzi Nezek is Mamon, which is based on the idea that it's not safe, and that shore is not safe. The Islay Stam Shvarim Lavachas Kashimurkan. Your average ox is not considered guarded, it's unsafe. That correlates with Mamon, the Gemara says. And Rabbeinu Tam says that correlates with shore being Karen being defined as Kavanas Lahazik. That's only one side of the equation. Ava lemanda amar palganiska knasa, but according to the view that Chatzi Nezek is a knas, the Islay Stam Shvar Mechezka Shimur Kaim, and the Gemara says that's based on the idea that your average ox is guarded. Your average ox is safe on its own. That's why you only have to pay as a knas. You're not really chayav fundamentally. Lo asya Karen Mikulu. And the Gemara says you can't learn out Karen from everything else, or Rabbeinu Tam connects it to that view. Kin Armenu Lakaman Kishadis Borbe Nayu Asi Kulu Levad Levar Mikaren the Ikla Mifrach Shekem Bo Adam Itchilasan. If Karen is only a knas, Rabbeinu Tam says, that view is consistent. That is the same view as the view that you can't learn out Karen from everything else because it's less. Why is it less? Because it's only a knas. You're not really chayav, fundamentally. Rabbeinu Tam connects these two different gemaras. Right? The gemara in Daf Hey that says, some people think Karen is more, some people think it's less than the other avos. And the gemara on Tesvav that says that Karen is either mamon or knas. Rabbeinu Tam connects them. Not everyone agrees with that. And then it goes on, perish dark and mahazik masha enki mekaren bechezka shimur kain. So we're not going to, I mean, we already saw Tosfos' answer that it's not a real havamina, but this shita of Rabbeinu Tam is going to be very important for understanding the nature of Karen. We're going to look up Tosfos on Tesvav, but before we do, what does it sound like? What does it sound like Tosfos or Rabbeinu Tam is getting at? Is Karen about Kavanas Lahazik? Or is it about Mishuna?
It depends on the other argument.
Yeah, exactly. It depends which view. If you think Karen is Mamon, then it's Kavanas Lahazik. Right. It's dangerous. Oxen are dangerous. You know how you know they're dangerous? They're not Bechezka Shimur Kaimi. It's Kavanas Lahazik. The animal is actually going around and goring. Whereas if you say that Chatzi Nezek is a knas, that oxen are actually safe, what would that fit with? It's Mishuna. Why are you chayiv? So why do you have to pay if it's not actually dangerous? Because, you know, we want you to watch out for even weird things. It's not really your fault. It's unusual. We can't expect you to guard your ox. But we tell you to do it anyway, and we say you're chayiv Chatzi Nezek for every weird thing that your animal does, whether it's Karen or whether it's something else. And actually, it works nicely, because as Tosfos imply in the Tosfos we just read, this Gemara works a lot better according to the view that Chatzi Nezek is Mamon. On Daf Beis. Because then you can learn out Karen Mechuberes from a Kal V'Chomer. Because Karen is stronger than everything else. You have the Kal V'Chomer. You don't need Tosos' weak answer. Tosos' weak answer is according to the view that Palga Nizka Knasa. But if it's Mamona, this Gemara works out very nicely. So that's actually consistent, and that would solve the Stira. Let's look at the Tosos on Daf Tesvav, which seems to have been the origin of Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Tosfos on Daf Hei is sort of referring to it. Rabbeinu Tam Shita later, but we came across it first in Daf Hei. So Tosfos Vehashta on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis Vehashta the Amrit Palga Nizka Knasa. Remember the whole idea that we introduced, the dog eating the sheep, being Knas, being Karen and Knas and Put and not collected in Bavel. That was all predicated on the idea that Chatzi Nezek is a knas. So what does Tosfos say? Nire, didavka lemanda amar, palgan is knasa. This is only true according to the view that Chatzi Nezek is a knas, as the Gemara just said. Okay, why? Aval lemanda amar, palgan is mamona. If you say Chatzi Nezek is mamon, lo michayiv klal. You're not chayiv at all. Now, Tosfos just went in a very interesting direction, right? What did you think Tosfos was going to say? If you say it's a knas, you're chayiv Chatzi Nezek, but we don't collect in Bavel. But we would collect in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv Chatzi Nezek. If you say Chatzi Nezek is Mamon, then I would have said, okay, you're chayiv more. I don't know, somehow you'd be more chayiv. Tosafot says, no, lo mechayiv klal. This is a huge chiddush, right? You'd be totally putter. It's very surprising. The mehai tesi, where would you learn out that you would be chayiv? The mekaren lo asya, the karen urchehu, the stam shvarim, lav bechezkas shimur kayim. You can't learn out from Karen. You can't learn out the dog eating the sheep from Karen because, remember, we're talking about the view that Chatzi Nezek is mammon. Chatzi Nezek mammon means that an ox is actually dangerous, that that's a normal thing to be worried about. So that's more an ox is more dangerous than a dog eating a sheep, right? So you can't learn out a dog eating a sheep from Karen because the normal case of Karen is la b'cheska shimur kind. So you can't learn out from there. V'hai mishunahu delav urche dekalba lemechal imri. So that's why we need to learn out. It only works according to the view that Chatzi Nezek is knas. If Chatzi Nezek was mammon, this wouldn't qualify as karen. This would qualify as right. If Chatzi Nezek is mammon, this dog eating the sheep wouldn't qualify. It only works if Chatzi Nezek is knas. And what does knas mean? Knas means that karen is defined as mishunah. It has nothing to do with kavanas lahazik. It has nothing to do with being dangerous. It's something that's unusual. This is also unusual. Hai mishunahu, just let's finish this. The lav urche, right? Hai mishunahu, it's unusual. The lav urche, the kabbal, the mechal imri. It's not normal for a dog to eat a sheep. A ravravi, a big sheep. Okay, that's why. So I guess a bird would be normal. I don't know. Avalamandam rapaganiska knasa, havi told the karen, tervayu mishunim hei. Afagav the karen kavanasa lahazik. Right? So, mishunah, if chatzi nezek is knas, then Mishunah falls under Knas. If Chatzi Nezek is Mamon, then if Chatzi Nezek is Knas, then Mishunah falls under Karen. If Chatzi Nezek is Mamon, then Mishunah doesn't qualify as Karen. Right? Because it's not as aggressive, it's not powerful enough, it's not dangerous enough. So this is a huge chiddush of Tosfos, and what comes out is, right, that a dog eating a sheep, it's totally off the hook, according to...
It's not even Shane?
It's not Shane, because it's unusual. Let's say it is Shane. Let's say it is Shane. It ate the sheep and there's just a Rabin.
But according to the opinion of Palga, that it's
Knut,
right? Mm-hmm. It's Momo, excuse me. The Mishunah doesn't play a role. We don't care about Mishunah. The fact that it's Mishunah is an irrelevant category. Irrelevant...
That's why it is
Knas. Mishunah would correlate with Knas if Chatzi Nezek is Knas.
The opinion that Paladiniska is Mamon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we have a dog that did something unusual by eating. Why am I saying it's off the hook? All I'm saying it is it doesn't fit Karen.
Right.
It still damages.
Okay, so it could be. Tosos here isn't fully clear. It could be that it's Shane, but Shane is Pater and Rishas Arabin. Right.
Discussion, but don't tell me it's not Nezek.
Right. Okay. No. Fair enough. So let's assume it's Shane. Let's assume it's Shane. But Tosos' point here is it doesn't fit Karen. Right. It doesn't. According to Palganiska Mamona, only if you say Palganiska Knasa does Mishunah count as Karen. And then according to Tosfos, we have a simple as you said before, we have a simple Machlokas Sugyos on Daf Beis and Gimel and Dalet and Hey, the early Sugyos. We're assuming that. Karen is based on Kavanas Lahazik, because we hold Palganiska Mamona. Here on Daf Tesvav, we have the different view, which actually we Paskin like, that Palganiska Knasa, that it's a Knasa, you're not actually responsible for your ox. The damage, because oxen are safe, it's not really your fault. We give you a little penalty, and that penalty is precisely because this is unusual. It's an unusual thing, so we don't hold you responsible, but you should still pay Chatzi Nezek. And therefore, anything that's unusual, anything that's Mishunah, that's damaged from an animal you own, will fall under Karen and your Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. And that's the machlokas between these two sugyas, according to Tosos.
The dog had Hana'a.
So does that matter? That's the question. Does it matter? If you think that Mishunah is automatically Karen,
yeah,
then we don't really care that it had Hana'a, because it's still Karen. It's Mishunah. If you think it's not Karen, like the Paganiska Mamon of you, it's not Karen, then what is it? Okay, I guess it's Shane. Well, I don't know. I mean, it does. We do say kavanasa, right? We are saying the animal's intent. Not to the extent we can divine it from its actions, right? We're not going to give it a lie detector test. Yeah.
What is Travaga Mishunim? What's it referring to?
Where are we? Right. Avalamanda Republican is with Knasa. If you say Khatina is good Knas, have you told her the Karen? This case of a dog eating a sheep is
the cat.
Sorry, dog eating no, the dog eating the sheep, right? The dog eating the sheep would be a told of Karen.
And what's the second one?
Maybe it's the two cases in this Gemara, the dog eating the sheep and the cat eating the bird. The Tarvaya Mishunim, or maybe it's just saying that the dog eating the sheep and this classic case of Karen. Either way, they're all Mishunet. He is assuming that. This is the Mandar Repalganis Kaknasa. So by definition, Karen is always Mishunet.
Only Karen.
Only Karen is Mishunet, and Karen is always Mishunet.
Sure,
it's well, no, it's Karen, and let's say Karen, classic Karen, and the tolda of the dog eating the sheep, or something like that. I think either that or the two subsets. The point is, Karen and all of its toldos are Mishunet. That's what comes out. Okay, so that's Tosfos' view. What's interesting is, well, actually, you know, we should look at one more sugya that ties in with this on daf. The continuation of this sugya, or sort of the Mishnah on daf Tesvav Amud Beis, the bottom half of the page, and the Gemara on the following Amud. So the Gemara, the Mishnah here says Chamisha Tamin veChamisha Muadim. There are five scenarios that are always Tam and five that are always Muad. And right, behema ena mu'edes lo ligach lo ligov lo lashuch lo lirbot lo livot. Right, an animal isn't considered mu'ed to do all of these aggressive actions. Hashen mu'edes lechol es aroyla. Right, the shein it will be considered warned to eat what's normal for it to eat. A regel mu'edes lishbor b'derach hilucha. Regel is warned to break things in its normal way of going. V'shar mu'ed v'shar mazik v'shas hanizak ve'adam. Right, shar mu'ed is of course Muad, by definition, it's warned. And the Shor HaMazik, Birshus HaNizak, right, an animal damaging in someone else's property. Via Adam, and a person, Adam Muad La'olam, as we know. And then we say, HaZe'ev, Via Ari, Via Dov, Via Namri, Via Bargulas, all these animals, Via Nachash, Harei Elu Muadim. So the Nachash is on the list of animals that are Muadim. The question is, in exactly what way is the Nachash considered Muad? And Tosvos, on Amud Beis, on Tezayin Amud Aleph, on the next Amud, talks about this. And actually, if you see the little note in the Mesoras HaShas, this Tosfos was really supposed to be on the Mishnah, because it doesn't really fit with the language of the Gemara there and the content of the Gemara. So let's look at this Tosfos about the Nachash. Right, well, before we get there, a Nachash is always Muad, right? The snake is always Muad. Rav Elazar says it depends on the scenario, but Nachash is always Muad. So everyone agrees that Nachash, that the snake, is Muad. And so we need to figure out what Av is that? Is that Karen? Is that Shane? Is that something else? So let's see what Tosfos says. So he says, Lav b'chol inyane hezek chashivi muadim. Snakes aren't considered Muad with every sort of damage that they do. Ela kol echad b'midi de'urche. Every case you need to figure out on its own what the normal thing would be. And whatever is normal, it's mu'ad. Right? Because that's what this whole mission is about. Things that normally happen, that the animal normally does, count as mu'ad. Kigon shebaz ze'ev, and not just the nachash, all the other animals too. Kigon shebaz ze'ev v'taraf ari, v'daras, otaraf lihaniach. Right? That would be normal. I don't know the metzias here, but somehow this is considered normal, and a wolf tearing apart an animal, a lion trampling an animal or ripping it apart and then leaving it, that's normal, right? I guess the assumption is lions tear apart their prey and then leave it. Just, you know, it's practice. It's a workout. Okay, so that's considered normal. That's they're considered muad for that because they normally do that. Right, and notice this focus on urche, what it normally does. Urche usually correlates with which of the avos? Regel more than shane, but, you know, regel and shane come out pretty similar. But usually urche, the normal way, the path, fits with regel usually. So let's just keep going in Tosfos so we can get the full picture. Avo b'midi de lav urche, but something that's unusual, to go on arisha taraf v'achal, if the lion rips apart its prey and then eats it, you know, I don't know how common or uncommon that is. Tosfos is assuming that's uncommon. V'chein sh'ar hazekos de lav urche, and other damages that are unusual, lo havu muadim, Ela mishalmin chatzi nezek. They only pay chatzi nezek. Now think about the logic here, right? The lion, instead of ripping apart the prey and leaving it there, it rips apart the prey and eats it, which is uncommon. Let's assume that's uncommon. That's not Shane. That becomes Karen. Why is it Karen? Meshuneh. By definition, anything that's lava urche, it's not normal, is Karen, is Meshuneh, and it pays chatzi nezek. Uvamidi derachayu mishalim nezek shalem hainu davka b'chatzar anizak. And, just to make it more tricky, something that is normal, where it would pay nezek shalem, that's only in the field of the person who was damaged. Not in the Rishus HaRabim. Abba Rishus HaRabim, Pater, why? Dehavi Shein Rishus HaRabim. Right here he's saying Shein. Tosu seems to be grouping together Urche with both Shein and Regel, right? Because they usually go together. If it's normal, that becomes Shein. And it's in your Pater in Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Kedamar Shmuel Begmara, Ari Rishus HaRabim, Daras Ve'achal, Pater. Right, a line in public domain, if it rips apart an animal and eats it, it's putter. Vafilu nachash.
Shein also requires hana.
So either it's shein, which needs hana, or it's regel, which is, either way, if something is normal, the animal does it normally. Either it does it normally because that's what it does, or it does it normally because it enjoys it. So either way, it's going to be either regel or shein, and the halacha is going to be the same. Your putter in Rishus HaRabim. Right? That's all to be differentiated from keren, which Tosfos is defining as mishuneh, where you're chayv in Rishus HaRabim, but only chatzi nezek. Vafilu nachash. She'ein hana minishichaso. What about a snake? Snake bites, it doesn't enjoy it. Right? It's biting to kill, not to enjoy. Can I read a pair of comments? The tainish and his kabzikla chayos, eats on nachash, romrim lo. All the animals go to the snake. They say to him, ma hana yesh lecham. Right? What benefit do you get from this? Why are you just killing people for no reason with your poison? Mikol makom. Kevin de urche bahachi, havi kmo regalu pater. Rishus HaRabim, right? So if the animal, the Tosfos is saying what we just spoke out, right? If the animal does it regularly and it enjoys it, that's shein. If the animal does it regularly and it doesn't enjoy it, that's regel. If it's unusual, that's keren. So still here, the snake will be putter in the Rishus HaRabim. So think about this. The snake likes attacking animals just for the sake of attacking animals. And if it does that in the public domain, it's putter. Right? Why is it putter? Because it's regel. This is what snakes do. Snakes attack animals for no good reason. And regel is putter in Rishus HaRabim. But it comes out like totally counterintuitively. But if you realize that Tosfos' definition of the only time you're ever chayv in Rishus HaRabim is mishuneh, then it makes sense. Right? If the animal's doing what it's doing in the public domain, that's how it works. The public domain, you better be ready for animals to do what they normally do. Right? Only time you're going to be chayv in the Rishus HaRabim is if an animal does something unusual, then we need to figure out what to do. But everyone should be on notice. You should know there's a snake in the Rishus HaRabim. Of course it's going to bite people. That's what snakes do. That's urche. Let's just finish the Tosfos. Lohavi kmo keren baser deyai. Right? The alternative, which Tosfos is now telling us he's not saying, which I think sounds like it could have been reasonable, right? An ox doesn't usually damage, so if it damages in the public domain, it's chatzi nezek the first three times. Only after it's warned is it nezek shalim. You might have thought that a nachash, a snake, because a snake does aggressively attack, even the first time, it should be like an ox after the warning, right? It should be chayav right away, nezek shalim. No, don't say that, says Tosfos. Alpha mi demiskavin lahazik. Right, this is the kicker. It's kavanoso lahazik. The snake wants the damage. I mean, that's the definition of a snake. We just said that. Why? Right? So it's because we counted, among others, Tosfos is saying, despite the fact that it's muad mitchilaso and it's kavanaso lahazik, because it's not mishuneh, we automatically say this can't be keren, and therefore instead it's regel, and this is what it does, and this is, and regel, therefore will be chayv nezek shalim, b'shus hayachid, and b'shus harabim, it's pater. So Tosfos is totally consistent across these sugyas, that the definition of keren is mishuneh, period. Even if it's a snake, that we say it's muad la'olam, right? It's always warned. It's pre-warned. A snake that's pre-warned doesn't become like an ox that was warned three times. A snake that's pre-warned becomes like regel, and it's therefore patur and rishus harabim. This is Tosfos' view. And among the points we see here is you have to fit into one category. You can't be like, you know, sometimes, and you can't be like the worst, you know, the more high of both categories. That, well, if you're aggressive, right, if it's normal, plus you're doing it with Kavanah Salahazik, you'll be chayiv, you know, you'll be chayiv Nezek Shalim, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No mixing of categories, right? You have to choose. Are you a Karen, or are you a Shein slash Regel? And Nachash is a Shein slash Regel, or a Regel, as Toso says. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A cow walking in the Rishus Arabi belongs to someone, presumably. It's mm-hmm. not, whereas the Nachash is not is an odorless animal.
Well, so I think this case is a Nachash that's owned by someone, but there could be Nachashim walking around in the Rishus Arabim that are not. But I think what you're getting at is maybe people, you know, if there are snakes in the area, people should know that you need to be careful from snakes. And we can't expect the owner to be in charge. Maybe that would be a view that might help justify this.
He has a box of snakes, and this one escaped, and it's Rosh Hashanah. So whose fault it is that he bit you? You should know. Don't go near snakes.
Don't go near snakes. Yeah.
It's clear that the Nachash is regal. Why do we need the Mishnah to say it's mu'ad?
Well, we wouldn't have known that. We might have thought that it's unusual for a snake to bite, and then it would be Karen.
So mu'ad there means?
Mu'ad means it's not, right? Karen, you're the first three times you're not mu'ad, right? A Karen is by definition tam until proven otherwise. Exactly. It's mu'ad la'olam. There's no different stages. Well, it's mu'ad, it doesn't mean mu'ad in the sense that it was actually warned. It means it's pre-warned, right? It's a pre-warned snake. And that means it's always going to be, it's never going to get Chatzi Nezek, but it also means, according to Tosfos, that because it's Regel, it's Pater and Rosh Hasharab, which is a big Kiddush. I think I agree with everyone. Pachup Shan, this Mishnah, is that, you know, saying the snake is Muad, that would be like, you know, the three times worn short. That seems a simpler reading, but Tosfos goes against it because of their understanding of Karen as based on Mishnah. Because you wouldn't have known. You might have thought it's just like Karen, like a normal Karen. It's unusual. You didn't know that snakes are...
If you tell me the definition of Shane is, or Regel, is that it's Orche, then I don't need to know.
We didn't know. The Mishnah gives a bunch of animals. The Mishnah is teaching us what the Orche is of these animals. We didn't know. We would have thought, I don't know, snakes, they don't bite.
That's a weird way of saying it. It shouldn't tell me it's Muad then.
So what should it say? That's what it's saying. It says it's Muad automatically. If you're Muad from the beginning, that means it's Orche. That means it's Shein or Regel. That's what Tosfos says. That's what Muad means. Muad means anything that's Muad mitchilaso is either Shein or Regel. By definition, that's what the Mishnah said.
Tosfos is deriving from the Lashon Muad that it's Orche.
If it's Muad from the beginning, if you come pre-warned, that means it's normal. This is how you work. So your Pater and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's Shein or Regel. Anything that you start off not Muad and then you get warned, that's the classic case of Karen, and that's based on Mishnah. Okay. Yeah.
Your Pater Mishnah Rabbim, the logic is that the person who was damaged should have been the one that should have been careful.
Presumably, yeah.
Should have assumed that this animal is going to do that.
Right. This is how it works. Snakes bite people. Lions tear apart animals. This is just how it works. So if you're interested, Rabbim, you should deal with that. Right, it's not like you see an ox, you think, oh, this is an ox. It doesn't usually damage. This happens to be an angry ox. So someone has to pay. Chatzi Nezek, yeah.
The case of the lion is really difficult because based on the Tosfos, he's saying this animal, this lion, tore apart. If he eats it right away, it's one category. If he goes and leaves it there and comes back 2 hours later, then it's a different category. That's very difficult.
Right, although, again, this is the same thing we were talking about before. We're trying to get into the head of the animal. We're trying to figure out, was this animal doing this in a normal way, in an aggressive way? Like, what exactly was the animal thinking? And, you know, machshav toni karas mitoch masa. We figure out what it means, what it wants to do based on the actions. That's the best we can do. So, yeah, you do the best you can trying to figure out what category the animal fits with. Is there a hand here? No? Yeah. Okay. Let's start looking at the next shita. We're not going to get the full implications of it in the time we have. We'll pick it up, I guess, in a couple weeks. But the other view is, the other perspective is that of the Riva. And on the handout here, source 14, They don't print the rivaz on the side of the page. But the Shita Mekubetzes does quote a lot of rivaz. I think the Tosfos Rid is the one who often cites him. So,
is the rivaz about Tosfos?
I think it's from the Tosfos school, yeah. Source 14 here in the Shita on Tesvav Amud Beis. So, right, this is the Palganizka situation. Viriva Omer, Dafilu Manda Amar, Palganizka Mamona. Even if you say Chatzinezg is Mamon, Mikri Keren Mishune. Keren is still considered to be Mishune. Remember, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam had explicitly said, by definition, if Chatzinezg is Mamon, that means Keren is not Mishune. Keren is Chavaras Lahazik. The Riva says, no, I disagree. You can be Chatzi Nezek is Mamon. You really, the oxen are not safe. Oxen are not considered watched on their own. They're not safe. And still, it's Mishunah. It's still unusual. How so? Aval Eino Mishunah Kol Kach, Sheinech Shavim Tashlumin Liknas. Look, it's in between. It's a little unusual, so we can call it Mishunah. It's not so unusual that you shouldn't be, that the animal's considered safe on its own. It's not really safe on its own. It's a little unsafe. But it's not, it's in between. It's a little unsafe, unsafe enough that you're chayav mamon, but it's still mishuneh, right? So Tosfos had assumed you're either mishuneh or it's mamon, right? Or it's either the animal is watched or it's not watched. And if it's not watched, then it's mamon. If it is watched, then it's knas. And if it's watched, then it's mishuneh. The Riva breaks that down. He says, no, it can be considered mamon, which means the animal is not really safe, but it's still mishuneh. The avka, the imkain, af l'dvarav, matzinu mishuneh, shemishalim. Now note the implications of this, as he does, that mishuneh can pay. Right? Mishuneh doesn't only pay as a knas. Mishuneh can pay me'ikar adin. Even though this is unusual, you can be responsible me'ikar adin. Right? Tosfos had ruled out that possibility. Tosfos had said either it's mishuneh, and then you pay as a knas because you're not really guilty. But we as a public service idea, as an incentive structure, we make you pay half. The Riva says no, it's unusual, and you're chayiv meikra din. And then he says v'tzarach iyun liyashiv lashon haTalmud hadinakat kalba v'shunra yoser mikeren de alma. He says, but wait a second. Then why is it that kele, the dog eating the dog? Eating the sheep, and the cat eating the bird, eating the chicken, why are those any different than Karen in general? Right? Remember, the Gemara had said that if Chatzinezek is a knas, then we're not going to collect on the Kalba, the Achal, right, the Kalba and the Shunra. But why would that be any different, right? Because this is Mishunah and that's Mishunah. What's, right, why are you, and why would it depend on whether it's, on whether it's mamon or knas, either way, if it's mamon or if it's knas, Karen is still mishuneh. So why should you say it depends? Why should you say only if Karen is mishuneh do we then say that you wouldn't collect the dog eating the sheep in Babel?
Well, does the Gemara say the words mishuneh, or we just learned that out?
That's the implication. He's assuming,
no,
right?
Basically, because better according to this, any case of Karen, they could have said we don't collect the dog.
True, and it shouldn't depend on whether it's Palganis Kamamona or Palganis and Knessa. So that's his question, which he leaves for now as a Tzarchian. But there's actually an answer. The problem is we have to do another sugya before we get to the answer. So I think we're going to put this on hold for now, I think, just because we're not going to be able to get into it. So let's summarize what we have and talk about the next steps, and then we'll call it a day. So we have... We haven't fully explored this, but we have two basic perspectives on how the relationship between Karen and Mishuneh. The Riva, which we just saw, says that Karen, yeah, sure, Karen is Mishuneh. That has nothing to do with Kavanasa Lahazik, Chatzi Nezek Mamun, Chatzi Nezek Knas. It's just the definition that Karen is sometimes going to be unusual, or maybe always going to be unusual, right? Because damaging, right? That's why you're chayav chatzi nezek, because it's unusual. Tosfos, on the other hand, set up this stark contrast. There's two understandings of knas, of Karen, rather, in the two sugyas. On the Daf Beis, the early sugya, Karen is kavanasa lahazik, aggressive intent. On the sugya on Tesvav and Tezayin, it has nothing to do with, it's not really about kavanasa lahazik, it's all about mishuneh, and the implications of that are huge for Tosfos, for Rabbeinu Tam within Tosfos. Because Karen is Meshuneh, that's why you're Chayv only Chatzi Nezek, because you're not really responsible, right? We penalize you a little bit to get people to watch their oxen, but it's not really your fault, because Stam Shvarim Cheska Shimur Kaimi, your ox is considered watched already, and it's only a Knas, and it's Meshuneh. And once you understand that Karen is not because the animal is aggressive, it's because it's an unusual thing that happened, and we happen to hold you responsible for the good of society, so then anything that's an unusual damage will also say, Chatzi Nezek, that you're responsible for the good of society. That's Tosfos' view, which has all these interesting implications, most notably that the Nachash, a snake, the Mishnah says is Mu'ud Mitchilaso. Tosfos says what that means is that since it's Mu'ud Mitchilaso, it's going to be regel, and therefore it's Patrim Shus Arabim, and other animals too. If they're naturally aggressive, well, even if it's Kavanas L'Hazik, I don't care. Kavanas L'Hazik is irrelevant. All that matters is it Mishuneh or not? If it's not Mishuneh, it's not Karen. If it's not Karen, it's Shein or Regel, and it's Pater in Rishus HaRabim, and it's Chayiv Nezek Shalem in Rishus HaYachid. What remains for us is to look further at the Riva, which has all sorts of very interesting implications, sort of will break up the different parts of Karen in ways that will be surprising. And then we'll see the Rambam, see if the Rambam is more on Team Riva or on Team Tosfos. But we'll have to wait on that.